Yo, yo, welcome to the FU Podcast. This is July 11th, 2023. This is episode 175. I'm Devin Ewart, your host, and I got my partners in crime right here, Patrick Salty McMorton.
That's me. That's me.
And Lance De Los Santos, right by my side. We're going to share our own stories and experiences, and we hope you gonna vibe with us. Whether you're feeling pissed off, overwhelmed, or just need a good laugh, loosen up. We got your back, man. So kick back, chill, and let's chat about some local, national, worldwide business hustle or any news stories that catch our attention or tick us off. We'll keep you in the loop with the stories you got to know, and we'll do our best to keep that shiz unbiased. You feel? Peace out. Word. Thanks, what? AI.
Wow. That was AI.
That was jailbroken AI.
Yeah, you want to make, I mean, you want to say that it was a jailbreak?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's how you get it to do things that it's not supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. Just that. Like when you, I know
you,
that.
Remember back in the day when you used to jailbreak your phone?
Yeah.
Or any of the Apple devices, and then they Apple ended up deciding they'd just hire all the people that used to jailbreak, and now you can't jailbreak shit?
Right. Right, yeah. Yeah, so, Lance, it's been how many years? Eight?
Did you say eight? Yep.
Yeah, you said eight. I can't believe it's been that long.
Wait, 16 is five? Seven.
Compared to one.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven and a half.
Seven and a half.
A little close to eight, fuck it.
Yep.
Yep. It's so, eight. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Lanceford.
Oh, man, I gave you my... Bio, bro.
He did.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I didn't read it.
If you want to go how we know each other, then then just local actor around here. Been doing it for, man, I just hit 10 years for myself.
10 yeah.
years, yeah.
Yeah.
Been doing it for 10, I don't know, 30 plus movies, shorts, videos, industrials.
So yeah.
Just local actor, loving it.
That's good. That's good. So do you think the DFW scene is still the same as it was 7.5 years ago?
Not in the way of pay at all.
Of course,
but of course not.
But
I don't do it for the pay. But they're starting to come back, you know. You know, you had 12 Mighty Orphans that was about here, and they're actually, Santa Rita Film Company is actually doing the one about a Fort Worth baseball team. So they're filming.
Oh, yeah? You know,
there's some good films going on right now. Actually, they're filming right now, I believe. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then you got Taylor Sheridan, you know.
Yeah.
Doing that stuff in the stockyards out in Weatherford. And so, you know.
Yeah.
It's looking.
Well,
we've
got, getting Yellowstone around here, too. 1883?
Yeah, 1883. Yeah, it was filmed.
In the stockyards.
And my dad's right there in Weatherford, and they filmed at Mary's, you know, just down the street. Couple of restaurant things on there.
But yeah.
Did you see it where they converted the hall? Cowtown right there, or you know, just right up there at Exchange Street,
right?
And
yeah,
turned that whole thing into it.
Yeah,
pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, and they saw some down in Venice too.
Yeah, they're doing it all over the place. Yeah, and everybody's like, hey man, you want to go do it? I'm like,
I don't know.
For $80 an hour sitting in some wolves, buffalo skin. No, I don't think so.
Buffalo Bill skin.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay,
I wouldn't do that for a thousand. I wouldn't do that. But anyway, so yeah, I believe it's making a good comeback.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're supposed to start another one, kind of a spinoff from 1883, aren't they? Bass Reeves.
Well, I don't know how it's all working, but I think it's a progression of years and years for the family, family. So I don't know.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be doing the 4/6. You know, but that'll be out in Guthrie, I believe, you know, because he did buy the ranch. So
right.
We'll see.
Yeah. Isaiah Washington was in Corsicana. That was about Bass Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The first, what is it? The first black marshal or whatever. Robert Johnson was in it. Amber McNutt. Billy Blair was.
He did
was
it all, there. Strawn.
Yeah.
Venus. Yeah.
Yep. So, but I think all of that. I think all of that was just all shot in Corsicana, you know?
Yeah.
So, You know, I mean, I know, of course, Kenneth, because, you know, family's there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so yeah, they had everybody at work's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go be in extra. I'm like, go right for it, buddy. Go on.
Go ahead. $25 an hour to stand in wool.
Oh, hour? How about $80 a day for 12 hours?
Well,
yeah.
That's, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I need to be paid $80 an hour for 12 hours.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, good
so
luck.
Whatever. Yeah. But so anyway, in 2016, I wrote a script, and it was called Hollow Road. And Lance was the director for it. Why are you doing this, man?
First time director.
Yeah, first time director. Just gave him a chance, you know, and everything. And I think
that
we
was
all
your one and only directing role, right? Since then,
oh,
what have
yeah.
you done? Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I was looking at his IMDb creds. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, that's the only.
That's the only one that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. So anyway, so there was about 14 or 15 of us out there at the cabins in
at
Arkansas.
Least. Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us what. Let me
tell
think.
Us about your experience.
Yeah, yeah. There you
directing.
Go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Very overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Overwhelmed.
He was stressed. He called me every night.
Overwhelmed. I don't know. I just.
I think that was the first time you and I had actually met. I think, right?
Yeah, it was.
Or was
yeah.
it the read or yeah. something like that before that?
But. Yeah,
it was probably the read.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were there. it really helped out. I mean, we got some great footage. So, like I say, we need to revisit that. We'll have to get creative.
Well, I can't do the, you know, the bad guy now. So,
well, no, I was just we'll have to find a way to,
dude,
make it happen.
You're getting my mind going now.
I'm just telling you,
man. What
you,
the
yeah.
hell?
Yeah, I knew this was gonna happen.
yeah. Well, I sort of kind of had an idea that, you know, that it would happen, but I,
you know, and I had somebody that was willing to put it together and deal with what we had, but she needed the script, and I kept waiting for you to give her. The
I script. Gave you the script three times, Devin.
You didn't give it to her.
Well, I gave it to you to give to her.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean,
so yeah. It stopped at Devin, Lance.
I'm just saying, you could, you could add another person in there, maybe a detective or somebody's looking over the report. I don't know. There could be something there.
Oh my god! Now I'm thinking it's gonna make me freaking.
Well, luckily, I mean, you don't have much to finish that one.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you really don't. And one of my issues with it, when I saw some of the footage, is that when Melina and I was in the car, and the scenery on her side and my side kept changing. Mm-hmm.
That's usually what happens when you drive, bro.
Yes, I know that. I know. But, I mean, when I elbowed her in the face,
uh-huh.
which was cool shit, you know, and everything, especially yeah. when I added the sound effect, you
yeah.
know, and everything. And I go, yeah, that's cool. We were in a park at the lake, and we got stopped by one of the rangers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, my God, I got to take care of this. So, you know. But, I mean, that it should have been somewhere else mm-hmm. Instead of inside the park. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know.
Because the park was half burnt. And
that, too. Split. Plus, you can yeah. see the benches and everything like that. And I was going, mm-hmm. how come we didn't reshoot this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I said, well, it is what it is. Maybe we can make it work. You know? All that. So, no. I kept looking at it and kept looking at it and kept looking at it. And I'm just going, where was the what?
Shot list.
There you go, Devin. So, and you know that when Devin pulled up, and I just thought to myself, oh, thank God Devin's here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we would have used, I'd say, probably about 90% of all of his footage that he got.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the Twitch person is Sean, well...
Stick to photography.
Yeah, stick to photography. I gave you a chance and you blew that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Randall was new at the time when we had the three, you know, the three camera shoot and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Randall was new, but he was following directions from you, from Devin, and all that. And I don't care how many times you read the script, you need a shot list. You just can't have it in your freaking head. You know what I'm saying? And I know Misty.
She was Mighty Misty.
Yeah, she was hot, man.
Yes, she was.
I mean, she was mad. So, you know, I don't know. But anyway, all right. Well, Molly said, hey, I remember this guy.
And then she said, I had a terrible day, but happy to see my two dads and my dad's friend.
Oh, my God. now he's my
like...
daughter's dad's friend. Yeah. So, but, yeah. What else do you think? What do you think went right with Paul Rode?
When we got towards it, the end was on, you know.
Yeah.
The stuff out in the out in the woods, you know. I would need light and see. I was different. I'm like, we got this, and you know, you went out there and got
that rocker,
that rock, and I mean.
I looked at that scene before I came over and went, holy shit, that looks good.
Yeah, and Patrick Wanda, he's like, I want to shoot the whole movie. I was like, dude, we're trying to wrap this shit up. Yeah. And you're like,
I want to shoot the whole movie. Yeah, I want to shoot the whole movie with that rocker, damn it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, that was some clear shit. I mean, with Carly on the rock and with the blood and everything.
And it was so dark, too. So
yeah,
all we
used was, what, a flashlight?
A couple of flashlights.
Yeah,
it was just flashlight light. There was no gels, no anything else.
What did I know? I'm like, use a flashlight. Came out.
Right. But, I mean, and what was cool about the whole thing was that we had natural fog. We didn't have to use... the fogger, you know,
too,
and and so I mean, Gabe was ready to, you know, he had like five or six extension cords. Do you need to use the fogger? And I go, no, we have the natural. He goes, I got this 100 feet extension cord, and I said, well, okay, put it back. So, but we pretty much, I mean, it looked really good with the natural fog and everything, but.
You would have need about 30 of those foggers in order to make it look legit.
Yeah, I know.
So after we got that done, and I was like, where does the light come from? So I was watching all these other movies. I'm like, where the hell is the light coming from?
Right.
And it's lighting it up. They just get out of a car in the middle of the woods, and it's all bright. So, you know, and that was the thing we were trying to worry about. I'm like, screw that. You just.
Yeah. Right.
As long as you can see it, it's good to go.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you can see it pretty good.
Oh,
I mean, you know, especially the end.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. Which part do you think was the best out of all of it?
Your head exploding.
My head exploding? Oh, yeah.
On
okay.
the car.
Yeah. On the car, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, that was great.
Yeah. All right. What do you think is the worst part?
Yeah. Just getting started. Getting started. Without a shot list. that.
It's funny how smooth the John Lennon was with the shot list.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Hollow Road, where we're just like, okay, like continuity and scene structure and, you know, sequence of shots and everything. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, you know, Keela Farmer, you know, the makeup artist that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
She was keeping up. She was kind of keeping up with continuity.
Yeah.
Didn't Patrick have a cut on his head? And he went, "Oh yeah, he did." Go get cut, you know. And everything. Okay, well, yeah, okay. So, and then I had all the. I was after I beat Carly's head in or whatever on that rock, I was supposed to have blood all over me. And, you know, she goes, well, this the continuity is not right, you know, and everything. I said, oh, yeah, I need to get blood. Okay. So, and she just got it and just started doing this. I was like, well, not in my fucking eyes, you know, and everything. So, but who was the hardest to direct?
I know who was the hardest on John Lennon.
Carly? Is that her name?
Carly?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carly?
Yeah, maybe.
The hardest? Who was the easiest?
Tom?
Tom was the easiest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, fucking Tom got
you
it.
You were having your panic attacks. And you're
like, yeah, I know.
I can't remember this. How am I supposed to remember
but
all
the thing is, but the thing, but the thing is that, I mean, I was trying to, you know, make it look. I mean, the guy really punched me in the stomach, you know. He goes, do you really want me to do it or do you want me to fake it?
I said,
just really, just do it really, you know. What if I make you throw up? I go, but that's okay. I don't care, you know. So, but anyway, but I think the scene with me and Tom in Taiwan was probably.
Taiwan, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've talked to him a couple times. Yeah.
Dude, we shot so much B-roll and fucking running through the fucking forest with the cameras and the lights and shit. He was hilarious, man.
Oh, that's right. I worked out there with I worked when I first got to Lockheed. He was out there.
Oh, was he really?
Taiwan's out there?
Yeah.
I thought he was at American.
No, he was at Lockheed for a little bit, so I don't know where he's
wow.
But yeah.
Wow, cool. Well, I have a little clip of Lance in between scenes. So
you want to play the Calamity?
No, not Calamity. Let's play the Lance fucking around.
Oh wait, hold on.
Did
you send me that?
Yeah, I did.
What? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And appropriately named too, by the way.
Yeah, Lance fucking around. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's take a look at that.
Hold on, let me get queued up because.
All right.
So apparently they redid Restream.
Yeah.
So like they limited how many videos you could have uploaded.
Oh yeah.
So I had to go back and delete a bunch from our queue.
Oh shit.
Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah, kind of like 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, 35 sucks. I went to four recs. But all right, y'all, hang on.
It's uploading.
Oh,
how big is the file?
It's not very big.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
It's bigger than the Calamity one.
Really?
Yeah.
And the Calamity one is longer.
That's weird. Must be a higher resolution.
Yeah, probably. Maybe it was the 4K you were shooting it in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Love shooting a 4K. I shoot in 8K now.
Okay. You and 8Ks.
Well, no, but it's cool because then the final product is 1080p. So if I need to punch in or do any type of effects or anything, or if I need to do like a scrolling punch in, then I can do that all because I have so much landscape.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got a Twitch guy, Aaron.
What's up, Twitch?
Hey, let me know who you are. Are you from where I think you are?
The Twitchiverse?
Well, instead of the Twitchiverse.
Where?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right, it's loaded if you want.
Okay, let's go ahead and play that right quick. Here's Lance.
Yeah, set up the shot.
Here's Lance fucking around. And.
I haven't even seen this.
I know. I don't know. He's just messing around trying to have fun because he was all stressed out. So, all right, here it is.
All right, ready?
Here all right, go ahead.
Hey, now here, do it again.
One way or the
what
other.
The fuck you doing?
Just make sure you go.
It's the best behind the scenes footage.
Oh shit, that was me that shot that. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah.
I do not remember.
Yeah.
That must have been a lot of coffee. A lot of coffee.
Oh, he said the Aaron guy. Sorry. Aaron said, I just wanted to share some love. Too bad I can't donate. How can I?
can, there should be donate.
How can I donate? So anyway, yeah, that was in between scenes, and me and Tom was getting ready to do our shot, and I could tell that you were kind of stressed and everything, and just messing around, you know. So,
you remember that one that was behind the scenes, and or I put in the sound slot where he smacks you a little.
Oh
bit,
yeah.
Put that big blazing saddle smack in there.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that was funny, too. I couldn't find that one, so...
Hey, Tom, because I didn't hit him that hard. I go, well, we'll see.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep. All right, so there was another movie that
got
I wrote.
Made.
That got made.
Had a shot list.
And we had a crew of 15, maybe?
Yeah.
Or something like that. With you, Leanna Taylor, which I think is in France or Greece now.
What?
Yeah, she lives there.
Who does?
Leanna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she moved there? Okay, yeah. I know she was in L.A. Actually, one day I was in L.A. and I went to the Pasadena Playhouse, and Pacino was doing some play.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you should come. And then she met up with me.
Oh, that's cool.
And saw it together. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. And what Calamity is about my father having dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So, right before he passed away, money was taken out of his account from his lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and my sister saw that. And so... Anyway, we decided to write a script about it, and Andrew Greco, who is married now, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, you know. So anyway, he actually wrote the script from the story that me and Crystal wrote together.
Crystal did. Okay.
Yeah, me and Crystal Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote together, and so he wrote that in what? A month and a half. Didn't he have like around 89 pages of it or something? I think so. But anyway, Lance played the doctor to diagnose Ben at that time, and he wasn't a very nice person there towards the end. And so, do we have that clip up?
We do.
Okay, and here's the clip for Lance from Calamity.
What are you doing?
Calling the cops.
You really shouldn't get in there. Sit down. Open it.
Open what?
Really want to play this game with me?
What's going on, baby? I don't know.
It's okay, Dad. It's gonna be okay. She's right. Everything's gonna be okay. As soon as that safe is open, we'll be on our way.
Okay.
What are you doing, old man?
I'm gonna open the safe.
Sit down.
I can open it.
Open it.
Family isn't exactly what you were expecting, and then maybe I'm not the easiest person to deal with, but what you are doing right now
had nothing to do with this.
Quit stalling. What even? What? There's nothing in there. Just a sizable check made out to the Bloom Foundation,
which doesn't exist.
It exists enough to matter to us.
I'm so sorry, Adam. Don't
blame him. He probably doesn't even remember.
Somebody had it written into his will that it was only to be transferred upon his death.
And then it turns out somebody goes and gives a damn about him. So we couldn't wait that long.
So this...
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I haven't seen that in a long time.
You haven't?
What did you do with that?
Huh?
Where is that?
On my external hard drive.
Okay.
That's what I kept asking. I was like, why is this not out?
Like, well,
with all the streaming services dying,
there is people I have to go through. Yeah.
Still her.
Yes. Okay. Technically, since it's been over a few years, almost 10, I don't think that she would really care.
Is that statute of limitations?
I mean, hell, we won Lake Charles with that?
Yeah, we won Lake Charles. Yeah, best feature.
Best feature.
Hey, you know the best part is? You fix the sound with AI now.
Oh, my God.
I knew
well,
that.
I'll give you the whole damn that, thing. I'll give you the whole damn thing.
I know that drove you nuts.
Yes.
I even caught it just now. A few minutes ago, I was like, oh, dude, that sound is way
Hey,
off.
Lindsay. Yeah, yeah.
The levels were way the fuck off.
Well, you know, I casted. I casted it. Yeah. And Larry Jack would say, oh, my God, Patrick, why are you saying casted it? You know, yeah. And because he can't stand it. But anyway, I cast, it was Leanna and Larry Jack at that time. And, yeah, you were coming through auditions and everything for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were asked, you know, we all talked about it and said, maybe we should get Lance to be the doctor. You know?
Yeah, so they pulled me aside, and I thought they were going to let me go. I'm like, I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Like, we got a proposition.
Yeah. So, Andy. Andy said he was definitely the best actor in that scene. Oh, yeah, quick kissing ass, Andy. So, but anyway.
I don't know why the comments aren't showing up on the side, but that's why
I'm
posting them. I don't know what's going on with it.
So, anyway, now I forgot what I was going to say. We had a good turnout at the premiere, though.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Texas Theater?
Yeah, Texas Theater.
Yeah. No, that was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. And as I'm going, now as I'm going through pictures, you could see if you look or whatever, and when we're all down at the screen or and all that.
Oh, yeah.
How everybody was split it up.
Good and bad, yeah.
Yeah. And there were some things that was done that I didn't really like. And, you know, it is what it is now. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. And Larry Jack Dodson, I think he did very well in portraying my dad, you know. And actually, Paulie... You know, both them together, and Polly didn't know that she was portraying my mother in a flashback.
Really?
Yeah. And when I told her, I said, "You're portraying my mother." Really? I didn't know that. You know. So, but anyway, yeah. So what happened at the end is what me and my sister wanted to do to my dad's lady friend. But you know, if we could get away with it, we would probably done it back then. You know. So tell us about the crew on Calamity.
The crew?
Yeah.
The crew, they were great.
The director, the DP, the AD, the producers.
They were all good. They were on top of it. That flowed very well. I don't think we had, you know, run over, you know.
Did we have any arguments?
I think y'all did, but y'all were in the...
Technical difficulty. Once again, technical difficulty. Now back to the show.
We're back.
Are we back?
We are, and we're still apparently, I think, live.
Yeah. Are we back?
We are.
Everybody.
I can see us. We're good.
Yeah, and then no memory card cannot play.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord. Jesus. I did what again, Anthony?
Maybe it was the board. I'm wondering because...
It probably is the board.
Fucking soon as I rebooted, fine. Like, what the hell?
Oh. Well, maybe we should reboot before every show.
It was off. So technically it was rebooted.
Oh, okay.
I just need to talk to old fucking Roland and figure out what the hell.
Who the fuck is Roland? This Roland guy.
I was waiting for that.
You need to talk to Roland. He's fucking everything up.
Fucking Roland guy. You guys should fire him.
Yeah. Can't fire
the board. Trust me, I'd love to.
Can't fire the board, man. Need it. Shit. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right. Back to Calamity.
Yes. Back to Calamity.
All right. So, and I'm just wondering, Devin.
What?
Would AI be able to create subtitles for the movie?
You want to hear how fucked up AI is? It could not only create the subtitles, but if you wanted to change words, it would actually change their mouth and change the words that they say.
No shit.
Yeah, like it's that advanced. Like, it's,
okay, well then
it's
I will
pretty,
give you
pretty insane.
Then I will give you the movie, and you. You do what you got to do, and I'll put it on prom.
You upload that. That's just beyond my.
No, it is
beyond my.
It is insane. Like, it literally, you can.
Yeah.
Like, so you can do text to video, obviously.
Right.
And you can have like a character. Like, if you don't have actual video footage, you can actually take the text, and then the character that looks like a normal person or whatever will speak it.
Yeah.
And then you decide, well, I don't really like the way that sounds. You can literally go back, change the text, and then. Yeah, she will re-speak it in. And so that being said, you can also do it to take your video footage, and it'll create the text, you know, the subtitle. To
so
your point.
What do you think, Lance? You want to revamp it?
I don't know if I'd do that.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a bad flick.
No, it was great.
I mean, a lot of people liked it, except for, you know.
I loved in the theater when everybody walked away. With the one line,
yeah,
everybody kept fucking repeating over and over again.
Yeah. Hey, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that? Yeah, they were at
the
dinner.
The little girl, like the youngest person in the scene, in the whole
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, Audrey.
Oh, Audrey was great. Yeah, she was good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But everybody, see you next Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah, she was 15 at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. She's that, yeah.
She was good.
Yeah, she was. She was really good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I'll just give them a movie and see what happens.
Do it.
And then,
sitting there.
You know, and then all three of us will sit and watch it and shit and just see what it does.
I'm telling you.
Hey, same thing with fucking Hollow Road.
Actually, you know what?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just thinking like.
He's brainstorming.
No, I'm thinking if we use like Fiverr or something, just put it onto like a server somewhere where they could access the files and then do whatever the hell they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically whoever comes up with the finished product, pay them. That way they do all the hard work.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And you ain't got to supervise.
Right. Well, the thing is that, I mean. I was having trouble getting subtitles for that. And that's why it never went up on prom.
Gotcha.
But I mean,
shit, nowadays it's easy peasy.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you can get AI to do the subtitles on it, and I can just upload it and just let it go.
Yeah,
you know, and everything. I mean, it's not like I said, it's not a bad flick. You know,
yeah, but as far as like your acting reel, your demo reel, and all that sort of stuff, you can't use it if it doesn't exist and nobody can go see it. You know, if they see the clips from it, you know, like Lance's, you know, clips and stuff like that, and you know, it's like, well, I want to see the whole thing, or like, yeah. I want to see the project,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah, yeah,
because that's kind of my frustration too with working on a lot of these projects that don't ever see the light of day. It's like, well, I got my own clips.
Right.
I record everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which obviously that's how you got that behind the scene footage.
Yeah. I mean, I did one. I forgot what who the guys were, but it was called Cotter. And man, it was funny. It was great. But I'm like, where is it? I mean, because it was good. I played this.
Yeah.
Man, I was on top of a truck, you know, peeing off on it. It was just, I was a heroin addict and stuff. It was just hilarious, though. It was really funny. But they didn't put it out because of the, because of sound. So you're saying they could redo the sound now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Yeah, like a lot of projects, even some that I had that were like I shot, God, what was it, 90s, 2000s? That like when you shot at night, it had that grain.
Mm-hmm.
And like nowadays, they can upsample and get all that grain and all that noise completely out of it. And then basically like clean as.
Really?
Because I had a lot of underground street races back in the day. And like I had Canon. I mean, I had a decent camera, but the problem is, the lenses and stuff for that camera, you know, were super expensive in order to shoot nighttime.
Right.
And a lot of the places where we went races were very dimly lit. So it was like hard getting that footage. So it was like really grainy and shit. So I never put it out because of the grain and stuff like that. Because I'm like, I'm not putting anything out that's not good quality or whatever. But nowadays, you can run it through the AI filters and shit, and like it cleans it all up. And I'm just like, all right, cool. Maybe some of this shit can see the light of day finally.
Yeah. Maybe. Now you got my mind going like in a million miles in freaking all different directions, dude.
Right. You know? Then also with like statute of limitations and stuff like that, I can release that footage and, you know, chances are most of those people are probably not still here.
Yeah. Well, like I said, now I don't think she would really care.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, the other people would care either, you know, and everything. So have you worked with them after Calamity? Yes, you did.
Renegades?
Yep.
Renegades series, yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Did y'all shot out at, where'd y'all shoot it at? Old City Park in Dallas? Or?
Yeah, right underneath the airport. Oh, Jesus. Whatever that is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Love Field.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a bad place.
It was
they were talking about shooting at Old City Park when we were putting Calamity together. I said, you know, there is one in Fort Worth, you know, off of University.
Is there?
Yeah, Village. Village.
Yeah, And then I did another one, 1917. Anyway, and it was out south of Fort Worth, and they have a cool, like, western town. Yeah, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, shooting something over at Old City Park.
No, it was brutal.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
A lot of waiting around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plane.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have a plane every, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah. So, I don't know what, because while y'all were shooting Calamity, I was at work most of the time, and I was keeping in touch with people. So how's it going? You know, Craig was one of Craig Hughes was one of them. Leanna was one that I was trying to keep up, you know, keep up what was going on and everything.
Who was our prop guy? Who was that?
Jesus Christ.
Nathan, right?
No, not Nathan. It was Nathan, I think, was set decorator.
Anyway, I...
I have him on my Facebook. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been going over there to their studio over there in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like cool.
Just trying to get back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I have no idea what they're doing now. So.
Yeah, you got the little Fort Worth acting studio.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That's cool. Is Kelsey with them?
I didn't know.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay. What?
You.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, I just have still to this day, I just still have a little bit of, what do you want to call it, bitterness towards them.
Just a little?
Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little. You know, luckily I took a Xanax and it's keeping me calm, or I would have name dropped a lot of people besides her, you know?
Moving on.
Yeah.
But like, going back to what you were talking about, like shooting projects and stuff that never kind of saw the light of day, there were so many scenes, and even on big budget stuff, like Queen of the South when I was on that,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of big scenes that like never made it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like literally an entire day.
That I was in. Yeah, I was did that on 12 Mighty Orphans. Man, I'm right there with Martin Sheen and, you know, Luke, everybody, I'm like, this is gonna be great.
Yeah,
but they used the reversal.
Oh,
it was blocked. And they just cut out half of the movie. I'm like, I mean, it was great too. He gets up, shakes my hand. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we had so many DEA scenes and stuff where like car chases and shit. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be fucking epic. And I even got the slate. The director let me have the slate and everything to slate it in the car. And I'm like, none of it fucking made. I was like, are you fucking
Didn't you play like 14 characters?
Yeah. I did. I was like, I'm bound to be in some shit.
DEA agent. Yeah,
the DEA agent was.
Sing?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He sings really well. So we did this orphanage scene, and we did a show. But there's an orphan house, I believe it's out in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And they had all the side of the
Did you do the Pythia out there in Weatherford?
Where they made the whole football?
Outdoor
football thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did that for way too many days, and we used the lights to defrost the stadium seats.
Oh, yeah. They went way out there. They had to find that old stadiums. Yeah.
But it was fun. And then Vanessa Shaw, I got to play her body double
hey,
for 2 days.
You don't have a mic. Oh, you're not even supposed to be on.
We had questions from the crowd. It's
yeah.
Okay. It's a whole new thing. Yeah.
If I would have known this, I would have mic'd you up. We would have put the mic over there, and then he would have had that mic.
Jesus.
You said you could be in the studio. I thought you meant like in the hallway, like studio audience, not actually in the studio. I was like, is this a new thing now?
What?
Natalie
coming
in.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never do.
I know.
Yeah.
What so, else is new?
Whatever. Yeah. All right. So let's go back to Hollow Road.
Oh, God. How many times can beat this dead horse?
No, because, I mean, we had fun out there, I
we
think.
We did. Yeah.
We had fun. We had 3 days of no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, y'all fuckers were sleeping. I was sitting there trying to put all the footage together and upload it to the freaking hard drive. Mm. God, that sucked.
Yeah. With no help from the DP.
Yeah, the DP. The supposed DP, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, now let's forget Hollow Road.
Yeah, let's
let's do that. We'll talk about that later and see what we could do with that one.
There was good aspects of it, but there was a lot of depressing aspects of it.
The most depressing, I think, was No Shot List.
Of course.
You know, I mean, I have it all in my head. I don't give a fuck, dude. I want a fucking shot list.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to, and I remember Lance telling me, you know, all right, you got to take your producer and executive producer hat off. You're an actor now. And I wanted to, I mean, there were so many things that I wanted to say and do. And I said, nope, this is.
But at the end of the day, it's still your project.
Yeah, I know. But, this is Lance, and this is Devin, and Sean and Misty. I'm not saying nothing, you know, and everything. But you go through the footage, and you can tell on my face, and I'm going, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, I mean, it's all right. I mean, I think that. Again, I think that if we had one, it would have went smoother.
Yeah.
You know? So, instead of just going off the script like I think we were doing.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, because I think there were still some scenes that were missing.
Right? Yeah, there was. Yeah. I came very, 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 very close to just doing the shot list myself. But I wanted the person that was responsible to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I'm with you.
Yep. So
did you find out like the day of that he didn't have shot list? Like, shouldn't that have already been done at the reads?
Well, that was Misty kept asking for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kept asking for it with all the reads that we had and everything. We had three, didn't we?
Yeah. So yeah. I was gonna say we had enough reads.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean we were.
Didn't I use your Ronin? Like out there. Yeah, because I used it for one of the reads.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of the first times. And I'm glad I practiced. Actually, I'm glad I practiced with yours because I actually shot out at the Cowboys Stadium. And we used a Ronin the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And while running, full speed.
Yeah, yeah. And so I kept asking them, you know, do you have a shot list? I'm getting it. And I was just kind of just doing this. I don't know.
You should have just been like, look, if you don't have it by this deadline, like by the second
Misty
or third
gave
grade,
him two deadlines.
Then I'd have been like, you're off, dude. Like,
yeah,
you're going to shoot photos behind the scenes. That's it. Like, you know, sorry, yeah. You had your chance.
And that's it, folks. Due to technical difficulties, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.